Yesterday after work, I went and did my early vote. I went to Kmart with Charlotte, regretting that. And then we went and did our vote. Should we go and do our vote? Yes, we'll go and do our vote. I want to sleep. No, we'll go and do the vote. No problem. So we went out and did our early vote. It's on Benalla Road or High Street, heading out of town. Driving along, I didn't know what, you know, it's obviously in some unused building at the moment. Driving along, where is it on the left? Where is it? I'm driving. I think it's just up here. No, it's a bit further. I'm kind of just cruising along nice and slow, looking for it. There's a car right up my butt, as you would expect. Bloke giving me the arms in the air. Said, mate, I'm just trying to find the early vote. Found the early vote. Got to park a little bit past it, halfway to Benalla. Walked back. Walked on in, and I tell you what, I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing. I can't think of any reason why it's a good thing, but walking in there, you get absolutely swarmed. It reminded me when I landed in Goa Airport in India and 300 men came out saying, taxi, 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 sir, like a taxi, taxi, sir. No, I'm okay, thanks. Walking into the early vote, there they are, all of them, lined up out the front. All the candidates there and they've got their little staffers and they're, hello, sir, hello, sir. Hi, sir, would you like one of these? Baba. It's actually very full on. My advice, and Charlotte did this, well done to her, is to put the blinkers on and just head down and walk straight in because it is actually quite full on, scary. Is it intimidating? For some people, it really, really would be. They are really in your face. You would think that people would have already made up their mind by the time they get to that stage, wouldn't you? I did. I know I did. So anyway, in I go, walk in there, swarmed past all those guys, and I went up there and I said to the lady, hello there, how are you? She goes, good, thanks, have you voted anywhere else today? Yeah. No, I have, 7 times. I love doing this. Yes, voted this morning in Benalla, Seymour, ducked down to Sunshine, did it there, drove across to Merimbula, had a vote there. I actually jumped on the 6 a.m. Newcastle flight out of Tulla and went up there for a vote because I love doing this. I know she has to ask that, but oh, seriously? Why would you vote somewhere else? Anyway, did that, had a conversation with her. She hands me the bit of paper and she says, oh, put these preferences down in order of 1 to 6. And I kind of whispered to her and I said, what if I don't like any of them? And she laughed. She goes, I said, all right, I'll do that there. I'll put them down in number 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and then coming in at number 1, in case you haven't heard, Sean Cullen for Maroopna. Hi, I'm Sean Cullen, your independent candidate person thingy for Maroopna. I pledge to tackle the real issues. Stuff the rail, health, or the bypass. I pledge to get the TAB back up and running at the local pub. Oh, yeah, vote one, Sean Cullen. So, anyway, she said that. And she said, put them down in orders number 1 to 6. And then I said to her, look, if I pledge and I make promises to people and I don't deliver them, I get in trouble. I do. And she said, I know what you're doing. It's a little bit like that, isn't it? So that was that. She handed me my little piece of paper, 1 to 6. And then she hands me the other bit of paper that's 3.6 metres long. I grab that, I go over to my booth that's 80 centimetres wide. In I go there, fold up the 3.6 metre piece of paper 17 times to fit it into the booth. I do my little 1 to 6 preference, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Yep, that's done. Then I unfold the other massive bit of paper, struggling for room. It's like I was reading the Age newspaper on a domestic flight. Arms wide open, reading this. Like, who do I like here? Which parties? Oh my God, there's 25 of them. What is going on? And then I see the Aussie Battler Party. I'm thinking, who the hell, the Aussie Battler Party? What are they? I mean, I'm curious. I'm intrigued. I don't mind an Aussie Battler. I see myself as an Aussie Battler. So I'm thinking, what do they do? Why weren't they campaigning out the front? I didn't see anyone there. Actually, you know what? I did see a bloke out the front, an Aussie Battler. And he was in footy shorts. He was wearing a singlet and thongs and he had a can of VB. Maybe that was a guy campaigning for the Aussie Battler Party. I wonder what he would have said to me. Yeah, g'day, mate. I'm Wayno from the Aussie Battlers Party. Feel free to chuck us a vote. No pressure. And if you don't chuck us a vote, could you just chuck us a fag or a light? That'd be great. Thanks, mate. So anyway, I did my vote, folded up my 3.6 metre long piece of paper, handed it in to the guy and he goes, just pop it in that box there. Thanks. He's got the easiest job going around. He just stands there and just rinse and repeat, says that all day. Just pop it in the big box there. Good on you, mate. Anyway, we're talking about the early vote and he said, oh, well, you don't have to cast a reason these days because apparently when you did the early vote, you used to have to give a reason why you want to do it. Now you just rock up and you can do it. And that is why 50% of Shep and the Goulburn Valley apparently, allegedly, are going to vote early. So we did that there, put it in the box, walked back out, said a little quick goodbye to the 35 people trying to get you to vote their way, and then that was it. What an experience it was. Pros? Look, there's a lot of pros for early voting. If you're thinking about doing it and you get a chance, absolutely do it. There's no lines. Didn't have to line up at all. It frees up your Saturday. Less chance of bumping into an ex or an ex-work colleague, or someone you don't want to see, if you vote early, they're the pros. You'll get a car park too if you do the early vote. The only con that I can think of is that you don't get the sausage and bread. And for me, that is a big con. That pretty much weighs it right back up the other way. Although another pro is it frees up your Saturday to go across the road to Bunnings there and get your sausage with the onion underneath, of course, now, because I've got to do that, OHS. So that's Shawnee's tips and tricks for the early vote. All in all, if you get a chance, I would highly, highly recommend it.